The row between Archbishop Akudit and Primate Badi started late last year when Akudit created three more dioceses in Jonglei Internal Province and consecrated three bishops without prior approval from Badi, who also served as the Archbishop of the Metropolitan Diocese of Juba. Badi responded by suspending Akudit and withdrawing his ecclesiastical powers, a move Akudit rejected. In a televised address last Friday, Archbishop Badi dismissed Akudit from his duties as Archbishop.
After 9 months of prayers and other approaches of helping him failed, we do hereby issue this standing order defrocking you, Ruben Akudit, from the episcopacy and declaring the Diocese of Bor vacant.
Badi says a provincial tribunal constituted in accordance with the Article 55, Subsection 4 of the Episcopal Church of South Sudan Constitution 2016 found Archbishop Ruben Akudit guilty of canonical disobedience and dividing Christians. Therefore, he was dismissed, says Badi. 2 days after the televised announcement, Akudit, surrounded by some of his supporters in Bor, held a news conference to announce he was rejecting his dismissal. Akudit supporters sang a hymn with the lyrics, it is power, God give us power to defeat evil deeds. When musicians stopped blowing their trumpets, a visibly emotional Akudit denied all charges leveled against him and declared the primate's order null and void.
I want to know the location where the tribunal took place. I want to know the date of the month where the tribunal was done. The two archbishops who came to Bor on the 7th August 2020, Archbishop Alfawi Manyang and Archbishop Samuel Inosa Feni, they did not tell us the reason they came. This article you have based, my description is baseless, because I have never been tried and found guilty.
Akudit then declared Jonglei an autonomous internal province of the Episcopal Church of South Sudan. Asked where and to whom he would report to, Akudit said, Jesus Christ.
Where to report is not an issue in faith. We report to Christ and we report to God. We are now 10 months alone. We have not missed anything. So we will familiarly tell when Badi leave the office.
Some bishops and Christian faithful within the Jonglei Episcopal Church say they are concerned about the direction the row is taking. Bishop Moses Anur Ayom of Asoj Diocese is one of them.
We know it's a confusion. There will be a confusion. Now what I know, there will be some people who are standing with the primate and some people who are standing with Archbishop Akudit. That alone is a confusion. It will cause a disagreement. We know that. And that is why I say it. Now we will see exactly as a bishop from ECS to see who is right and how they come together.
Aside from the three dioceses Akudit created, the Jonglei Internal Province has 10 dioceses. 8 of those 10 dioceses said they would not support Akudit's fight against the leadership of the Anglican Church. Normally, when a bishop is dismissed or the position falls vacant for some reasons, the Constitution of the Episcopal Church of South Sudan says a congregation should nominate someone among the pastors to act as bishop before an election to fulfill the vacancy. Mayane Makir, legal advisor to the Jonglei Internal Province of the Episcopal Church, says it is unlikely Akudit will be replaced soon.
The issues now is not just between Archbishop and Primate. I believe the spiritual leader or anyone who decides by himself to be appointed with a certain group, the dispute and the confusion will be still proceeding.
Gabriel Manyang, press secretary for the Episcopal Church of South Sudan, says Primate Badi prefers not to respond to Archbishop Akudit's announcement declaring Jonglei an autonomous internal province of the church. It is not clear if Badi will undertake additional steps to remove Akudit as Archbishop. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayor in Juba.